This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Watch your Dan Patrick.
Well, good news, he goes everywhere with you. If you missed the show, you can podcast it. If you want to see the show, just go to Peacock and we stream it live every weekday. Watch past episodes too. The Dan Patrick Show, available anywhere you are, any way you want it.
Dan Patrick.
Champagne will be flowing.
Happy New Year, Dan Patrick fans.
Happy New Year.
2022 has arrived.
At 1:56 a.m., I got a Happy New Year text from Todd Fritz. Fritzy, what are you doing?
Break the freak up!
We're on to a new sexy Dan Patrick calendar now.
I just saw the calendar, Dan. Yeah, still got it.
A new collection of provocative photos and a blank slate of possibilities. Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave.
How many days can you say Happy New Year? Is today it? Obviously on New Year's Day you can say it, and then that's it. Or is it the end of the week and then we're done?
This is Dan Patrick.
Welcome to the program. Feels a little lighter, a little leaner. Every day's the Super Bowl, though. Here we go. Happy New Year. Seton, Paulie, Fritzy, and yours truly here on the Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Paulie?
After what I ate the past 10 days, I don't know if anything's leaner around here. I don't know about the rest of you guys.
As we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like, your chance to weigh in a variety of ways. You can dial us up, you can email, you can tweet, you can do all the above if you like. Poll question forthcoming, play of the day, and of course, stats of the day as well. We'll check in with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Seems like they're making some headlines here and has nothing to do with what they did on the field. Paul Feinbaum, the voice of the SEC a little bit later on. The former NFL quarterback Carson Palmer a little bit later on as well. Over the years, we've become used to Patrick Mahomes shredding apart teams in January. But on Sunday, it was another AFC quarterback who blew everyone away with his incredible production. Joe Burrow is for real. And I was not one of those in his corner after his junior year at LSU, because I thought, okay, he seems like he's a decent quarterback. Then he had maybe the greatest season in college football history, leading LSU to a national title, a Heisman Trophy, and he goes to the Cincinnati Bengals, starts out promising, gets hurt, and then you wonder, is he a franchise quarterback? Because yes, we have to make that decision after 1 year. But man, is he finishing strong. And the Bengals are for real. That's a team that I don't think anybody had winning this division, because if you started to handicap this, you'd look at, well, the Browns might be going to the Super Bowl. The Ravens, they got a former MVP. And then you got the Steelers and maybe the last stand for Ben Roethlisberger. Oh, by the way, the cuddly Bengals are in there as well. Maybe they play the role of spoiler. He threw for 446, four touchdowns in a big win over Patrick Mahomes. Burrow has thrown for just under 1,000 yards in his last two games. Now, he's got a weapon in Ja'Marr Chase. He broke the rookie receiving record this weekend. T. Higgins has become a tough matchup as well. And Sunday's win gives the Bengals the AFC's number three seed. I don't know if they're making noise in the playoffs. I just know they've made noise so far. And the noise you used to hear was the Bengals were the Bungles. Not anymore, because Joe Burrow is just beginning what should be a great run in Cincinnati, and he spoke to the media after the win against Kansas City.
Jamar, I think, said that he knows, and you know, that when you're feeling pressure, just throw the ball down, and he knows who to go to.
Yeah, I said it in the post game on the field. Everyone knows that mean. You know, F it. Jamar's down there somewhere. I'm going to just throw it up to him. He's going to make a play.
All right. I like that they went for it on fourth down. Now, we could be talking about something different today, and that is the result here. Joe Burrow got banged up, had to go to the sidelines. Now, seems to be okay, but keep in mind, you know, missing the second half of the season with the knee surgery last year. But they go for it on fourth down. I like when my team or teams go for it on fourth down. But this is certainly a trend right now, and you're seeing this with younger coaches, that they have the analytics, the philosophy, but if you have confidence in your team, then go for it. But I don't think you should go for it just because, hey, you know, the analytics say, who am I playing against? Who's the other quarterback? Like, those are the things where I'm watching the Jets yesterday, and I'm going, okay, they're going for it on fourth down. Okay, they're going for it for fourth down because they want to keep the ball out of Brady's hands. Or they want to make sure they score a touchdown so Brady is not going to hurt them. And the same with Patrick Mahomes. If I go for it on fourth down, I'm going for it because I don't want that guy to get the chance to beat me. I understand the philosophy there. You know, it's like if the Packers needed to go for it on fourth down last night, knowing that they didn't have to deal with Kirk Cousins, yeah, I understand that. Or even if you have to deal with Kirk Cousins, you're probably going, all right, we'll take our chances here. Certain quarterbacks, certain teams, you'll take the chance. The Jets going for it? Well, I didn't have a problem with it. I did have a problem with the play where I got Zach Wilson carrying the football there because I know I got Tom Brady. If you don't make it, then you have to deal with Tom Brady. So Tom Brady, 90-plus yards. He doesn't have Antonio Brown. They haven't played well. And here's Brady with no timeouts going against a quote-unquote defensive genius in Robert Saleh, the Jets head coach. You know, I was surprised there were people who were surprised that Brady did do it. So it's like 90-plus yards, no timeouts, and you're going, I don't know, Brady going to dink and dunk. Well, he did until you forgot. Like, you let a receiver get behind you. And I always go back to this. Robert Saleh was the defensive coordinator with the 49ers in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. The one guy you can't let get behind your defense was Tyreek Hill. And Tyreek Hill got behind the defense, and that proved to be the biggest play that in that Super Bowl. And then you have this moment. Now, granted, it's the Jets against Tom Brady. But sort of, you know, emblematic of the Jets being the Jets and Tom Brady being Tom Brady. I can't let anybody get behind me. The only way I can lose is he's going to score a touchdown. That's it. And it's a fifth string wide receiver who was in because Antonio Brown went AWOL. And you still found a way to do it. Now, I think the Buccaneers are flawed this year, greatly flawed this year. I don't think that's a I think it's a good team. I don't think it's a great team. But Brady doing what Brady does, and that is you're going to go for it on fourth down. You're going to have your rookie quarterback run a play, and you're 2 yards out. By the way, Robert Saleh said, "Wait, I'll go for it 1 yard away." No, you were 2 yards away, and you screwed up the play. Other than that, okay, you make the mistake with not even getting the right play call, and you didn't even, you know, protect the end zone with Tom Brady. Other than that, great job in the last minute and a half. And the Jets were the better team yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They were. They were better than the Buccaneers. Were better than the Buccaneers yesterday. They ran the football. You know, Brady, of course, was Brady. But still, you should have won that game. Let's put it that way. This program, award-nominated, never award-winning, is brought to you by Impeller, your investment portfolio opportunities in Puerto Rico. Impeller is a new online tool that connects investors with innovative projects on the island. Now available, Impeller, your hub for investment opportunities in Puerto Rico. Learn more at investpr.org/Impeller. All right. We got a poll question. Paulie, are you going to handle the poll question duties here now that we've lost McLovin?
I'm going to try out for the gig today. It's like a one-day job. I'm a temp.
Okay.
Okay, here's one. If you don't have a team in the playoffs, I'm a Bears fan. They're not making the playoffs, obviously. So do you pick a team to root for? Which team, if you don't have a team, is the most rootable going into the playoffs? The Bengals, the Bills, the Cardinals, other. The Bengals haven't been in the Super Bowl a long, long time. Usually down. Fun team. Bills, it's been a long, long time. Likeable fan base. Cardinals, same deal. They've been to the Super Bowl. They haven't won it. Who's the most rootable if you don't have a team?
I'd have to look at who will get in. Like, if the Chargers get in, then I would root for the Chargers.
All right.
But I might root for the Raiders as well with everything that they've gone through. Being a Cincinnati native, I'm supposed to say the Bengals. And I do like what I see. I love watching Burrow. He reminds me, here's the movie character. You guys want to guess the movie character that Joe Burrow reminds me of? Todd, you're very limited when it comes to pop culture.
No, I just think he looks like the Home Alone kid that I always think of that. Macaulay Culkin.
Okay. From Home Alone?
Yes.
Or now?
Not now.
Oh.
Back in, he looks like the little kid when he smacks his hands to his cheeks on Home Alone.
Okay.
I just see that every time I see Joe Burrow.
Okay. All right. So the movie character whose look and personality reminds me of Joe Burrow. Seton O'Connor.
We'll go with Jimmy Chitwood from
Jimmy
Hoosiers.
Jimmy Chitwood.
Oh, okay. Wrong sport, but right vibe.
Okay. I could see the look. Didn't have the swag that Joe Burrow has. Even though he said, I'll make it.
Yeah, he kind of had that quiet confidence, that quiet swagger. Like, I don't need to do all this big stuff. I got this.
But I think Joe has a little bit of that over-the-top swag here.
A little more, yeah.
Yeah. Paulie?
I don't think I'm going to be right here, but based off looks and hair, Jonathan Moxon, played by James Vanderbeek, very well in Varsity Blues, Dan.
No.
I just wanted to mention that.
He doesn't want your life.
I don't want your life.
Solid guess.
No, it wasn't. Vince Vaughn in Swingers.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Has the same build, same look.
Chain wallet.
Yeah, and he has that swag that he's got it all under control. Vince Vaughn, Swingers, Joe Burrow. With a better arm than Vince Vaughn. And probably more mobility than Vince Vaughn. And Vince Vaughn was in Rudy as a wide receiver, I believe.
No, the defense, Jamie O'Hara. Remember what they said
he
about
him? He just didn't have the heart of Rudiger. He would have been All-American if he did.
Number 44, Jamie O'Hara.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. By the way, you have a chance to do it again. You probably didn't know that you did it the first time. But if you don't remember, we are giving away our own tricked-out Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van so you can win it. It's the DP Show's ultimate camping rig sweepstakes. To enter, get the rules, visit danpatrick.com or foxsportsradio.com by February 2nd, and it's beautiful. And it's simple. You just sign up. Go to danpatrick.com. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Mode 4x4 by Storyteller Overland. It's the ultimate getaway vehicle for people seeking an adventurous life. Mercedes-Benz, find out how far the extra mile goes. And we're thrilled to be part of the sweepstakes once again this year. We had a couple hundred thousand people who entered last year for the sweepstakes. And what we're doing is, guess who is going to deliver the van to you? Seton O'Connor is going to.
Yay.
Nice.
Yes. Seton O'Connor is going to drive. Well, he's going to be a passenger in the van.
Right.
Going to Los Angeles for the Super Bowl. And that's where we're going to be giving away the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van.
From Milford to Los Angeles.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yeah. You get, 6 days to go from Connecticut to Los Angeles?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think we're going to do like a Saturday to Saturday situation. So maybe 7 days,
okay,
give or take.
And Seton's going to stop in different cities around the country and mm-hmm. some of our favorite markets, some of our favorite cities where the DP show is. And we'll tell you more details about that coming up. Yes, Paul.
Tour shirts? Are there going to be tour shirts like Seton O'Connor 2022?
Dude, yes.
I don't know. So I didn't really answer your question there of if I don't have a team most rootable. The Bengals, the Bengals gave us two of the most competitive Super Bowls of all time and losing to Joe Montana both times. I don't know if they're going to get to the Super Bowl. I wouldn't expect them to, but I do think it's fun to watch you know, when you have quarterback wide receiver and you see that in the beginning, the embryonic stages of their careers, that's what's wonderful. Because there was talk that Cincinnati was going to take an offensive lineman, Penei Sewell. They were going to take him. And a lot of people thought because Joe got injured and you wanted to make sure that you were going to protect your quarterback. And they were taking Ja'Marr Chase, who didn't even play last year. And they have been, I mean, that's dynamic. It really is. That was a fun game to watch. A few other games to talk about, but we'll dive into what happened with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They got a win, but it certainly feels like it's a loss. We'll check in with them about Antonio Brown. What was at the root of all of this? And is Antonio Brown done? We'll take a break. It's coming up on 15 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Cutting edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew, Mercedes-Benz vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything, go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Before we check in with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, here is Tom Brady yesterday after the game talking about Antonio Brown.
How disappointed are you? Bruce Arians said he's no longer a Buck.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a difficult situation. And, you know, I think we all want, you know, him to, you know, just, I think everybody should find, you know, hopefully do what they can to help him in ways that, you know, he really needs it. And, you know, we all love him. We care about him deeply. You know, we want to see him be at his best. And, you know, unfortunately, it won't be with our team, but we have a lot of friendships that will last. And again, I think the most important thing about football are the relationships with your friends and your teammates, and they go beyond the field. And I think everyone should be very compassionate and empathetic toward some very difficult things that are happening.
And here's what Bruce Arians had to say. This is all he had to say about Antonio Brown.
We want to talk about that last drive, but I have to start with, can you tell us what happened to Antonio Brown? Did he quit? I've never seen a guy leave a field like that. And is this the last strike for him?
He is no longer a Buck. All right, that's the end of the story. Let's talk about the guys that went out there and won the game.
Spring and Greg Allman, he covers the Buccaneers for The Athletic, and he joins us on the program. Greg, thanks for joining us. What led up to this moment with Antonio Brown?
Yeah, it's kind of hard. There's a little bit of a he said, she said in terms of whether Bruce Arians told him he was done for the day or asked him to leave. It's one of those where AB's been dealing with an ankle injury for some time. My understanding of things is that they asked AB to go back in the game, and he said he couldn't because of his ankle. And Bruce told him, well, if you're not going in now, you're done for the day. And that set him off. And that's what set him to pull his jersey off and his shirt off and run through the end zone to the tunnel and out of the Bucs, if not out of the league.
What was his injury status going into the game?
Yeah, he had tweaked his ankle midweek, didn't practice after Wednesday. So it was kind of a question mark whether he'd go or not. But he looked fine before the game, had a nice catch, had a 21-yard catch earlier in the game. Seemed fine. It didn't seem like something to be an issue. Obviously, you can aggravate things pretty easily during a game, but was kind of getting his normal usage, normal playing time. He's got some incentives that would have kicked in with a few more catches or one more touchdown. So, no, everything seemed like he should be. I had first noticed it just on that drive. It was a touchdown drive, and I saw Brashad Perriman was in the game kind of for the first time, and it was like, wait, why is Brashad in the game? Where is AB? And it kind of went from there.
There was a moment, and I took note of it. Brady's walking down the sidelines, and he's talking to a couple of guys. Like I felt like he was like, let's go, and he says something to Antonio Brown, and Antonio Brown looked like he was so disinterested. So I don't know where we were at that moment or he was in his head, but it felt like he had already checked out. I don't know if I'm being fair to the situation, but I did. It was interesting because Brady's always Brady. Antonio Brown, you know, he's following Tom. I mean, he's there because of Tom. And right. That's what was surprising. And wasn't Brady in the huddle when AB did what he did on the sidelines? So, I mean, he had to be going, what the hell is going on here?
Right. Oh, and talk to players. I don't think we really got an answer from players. We didn't talk to Mike Evans. Mike was probably the guy that was the closest to trying to rein Antonio in and kind of say, hey, don't do this. Don't walk off the field in the middle of the game to no avail. So, yeah, when we talked to when we asked other guys, even Le'Veon Bell, who's known AB since Pittsburgh days, you know, I don't think he realized the extent of it until even after the game in terms of this, the finality of it that he's done. I think it just kind of unfolded. And as you might imagine, Brady and most of the guys in offense were focused on trying to get a touchdown just to make it a one-score game late in the third quarter.
Yeah, that's crazy. Where did he go after the game?
It's funny with AB, like everything is on social media. So like went into the tunnel. I think ESPN said he had asked security at the stadium for a ride to the airport and they declined. And then, you know, he's waiting outside the stadium. He got kind of a celebrity Uber driver in New York to take him into the city. It sounds like he's posting links to rap songs. He's posting. I don't know that he's back in Tampa yet, but he's it's kind of immaterial at this point where he is.
It felt like Bruce Arians was in a real delicate situation here. Because Tom Brady wanted Antonio Brown. And I don't know if Bruce said, look, he's on your in your care. He's on, under your watch here, Tom, because I don't want him here. It felt like he didn't want him back after the, you know, the fake vaccination card. How much of this is on Tom Brady of this situation where it is right now?
Well, I think Tom vouched for Antonio. I mean, and it's funny because they played together for one game. They don't have this long history together like he had Edelman coming in or something. But I do think having Tom vouch for you carries a lot of weight with this team and with his coaching staff. And I do think, you know, Bruce Arians was reluctant on this. If you talk to Bruce, you know, early 2020, he said it wasn't a match. He said he was too much of a diva. And I think part of it was just the injury situation of the first half of last season. That Mike Evans and Chris Godwin were both dealing with injuries and they wanted to insulate themselves. They wanted one more Pro Bowl level receiver that Brady would have no matter what. And you take the risk that comes with that. And even at the end of last season, he catches a touchdown in the Super Bowl. And you think how remarkable it is that things came and went the entire season without incident. He didn't say or do anything wrong. And unfortunately, that came around, you know, here with the vaccine card issue this summer.
He's Greg Allman. He covers the Buccaneers for The Athletic. Could they deactivate him to keep him off other rosters here?
I'm curious about that. It's a little bit like they had to deal with Keyshawn Johnson the one year where they kind of kept him on the roster at the end of the year. I don't know how likely another team would be to sign him. You want to think there's a level of radioactivity where you don't pick a guy up immediately, but I'm sure somebody with the Raiders or
this is the NFL.
Or somebody else thought that.
This is the NFL, Greg. Come on.
Right.
Maybe Larry Fitzgerald. Maybe Tom reaches out to Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, it sounds like they've got a podcast together. It sounds like Larry is pretty retired.
Yeah.
But the first thing, obviously, Brady's been able to bring guys out of retirement before. So if it's not Fitzgerald talk, it's Edelman talk. I think they probably have to move forward with what they have. But they've got some big names they can call if they wanted to.
I just wonder how formidable this team is now, as opposed to last year when they were on the roll, they were healthy. This year, I don't know if they're on a roll and they're not healthy. Handicap their chances here come playoff time.
Yeah, it's tough because they're missing so many guys. I mean, it's not just Godwin and Brown at receiver. I mean, Leonard Fournette is a question mark. Lavonte David is a question mark. Both of their pass rushers, Shaq Barrett and JPP, didn't play yesterday. So you don't know how close to 100% they're going to be in 2 weeks when the playoff starts. I think they can help themselves with seeding. The Cowboys losing yesterday bumped them up to a 3 seed. If they can get the Rams to lose on Sunday, they could be a 2 seed. Tom Brady's path to the Super Bowl has always been at home. Last year was kind of an anomaly because being on the road, you didn't have to deal with crowds. So they won 3 road games, but they did it in largely empty stadiums. So I think if they want to be able to get to Los Angeles, they need an easier path. And I think right now, it's probably going to have to go through Lambeau no matter what. Unless somebody can take care of the Packers before they get there, it'll be the same thing they had last year, an NFC Championship game in Green Bay in January, and a lot more fans there this time around.
I know Tom Brady was saying that, you know, we should be compassionate here. You know, let's look at this. If, like, he's acknowledging Antonio Brown has something issues, but were those issues addressed as a person, not a player, when Antonio Brown got there? I mean, Tom knows that there's something there. I just don't know if he was seeking help or helping him to be, you know, be more comfortable in who he is here.
Yeah, I think, you know, early on when AB came here, he talked about, you know, meeting with Tony Robbins, getting to a better place. I think there was a time last season where he was really in a good place in terms of handling himself, having the right attitude, not only about football, but everything else. I didn't get that sense as much. And I don't know if the Bucs helped him this fall, just in enabling him. You know, you think about what he did, the way the team backed him, how critical Arians was of the initial report, how dismissive he was of any criticism of his decision to keep him on the team. I think it probably just emboldened Antonio Brown to think he can do whatever he wants. And that's what you saw yesterday afternoon for sure.
Is Bruce Arians on the injury list?
He does. He told us last night that his Achilles tendon is 50% torn. So he's doing everything he can to avoid surgery, both now and in general. He's 69 years old. An Achilles surgery is a big thing at any age. We saw yesterday before the game, he literally took, he has a golf cart that he usually rides around practice in, and they literally took him all the way out to the 30 in pregame and dropped him off to be on the sidelines. I think it's just a lot right now for him to be standing for 3-4 hours on a sideline. And I'm sure whenever their season is done, he'll be able to do some things to make things better. But right now it's not a comfortable thing for him.
Greg, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks again, guys.
That's Greg Allman, the Bucks beat writer for The Athletic. Yeah, Bruce coaching with a torn or partially torn Achilles. Yeah, Seton.
I don't know. People talking like signing Antonio Brown has been this huge mistake. There's like this weird tone to it where I don't know a team in the league who wouldn't sign up for, you're going to win a Super Bowl this year, but in year two, he's going to implode. And you don't want that deal? I mean, everybody would take that.
No, I just think that the people who are surprised that it ended this way, that's surprising to me, because somehow, some way, Antonio Brown, it just felt like you're holding on for dear life. There's a reason why he's been on four teams, because there's other things in play. When he plays, he's wonderful. If you said, hey, you're going to win a Super Bowl, he's going to be one of the stars along with Gronk, you're going to sign up for that. Absolutely. And you're hoping Tom would be able to keep him kind of under his wing. I mean, that was the point that I thought. I don't know of any other quarterback where he's going to go in and he's going to be the good soldier there, the good teammate there. And, you know, that's where you let Tom Brady down, because this is Brady. Brady vouched for you. And so I think if I'm Tom, I'm hurt by this, because that's where Antonio Brown has got to at least have a moment where you say to Tom, hey, you know what? I'm angry. I'm this. Whatever this is. I mean, that's career suicide, what just happened. Maybe a team wants to pick him up. Maybe they will. But that was, Tom vouched for you. And I think that that's what Antonio Brown, the only person he needs to answer to aside from himself, is Tom Brady.
It's almost like after the first year went so well, you know, completely incident-free and you picked up a ring, how do you still keep that player under that same wing after it's like, okay, it already worked and now you're free to fly?
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know.
Tough.
But, you know, I'm on record as saying that there's something there with Antonio Brown. And I go back to the hit by Vontaze Burfict of the Bengals. After that, and I don't know if there's any proof, I don't know if he's ever been diagnosed, but there is something there. And he went from a great underdog story to a path for the Hall of Fame. And he became a personality. You know, Mike Tomlin, you know, that'll eventually come out, I think, one of these days, where what they dealt with, Roethlisberger and Tomlin with AB, because he became almost separate from the team. He was that big of a star and a diva, and that's why he started to bounce around. But the other stuff, when you start, I mean, there's an accumulation. There's a track record here. But that was, it went from, Fritzy, you described it best. When you look at the Antonio Brown situation, you came up with three words to describe what you were watching.
Entertaining, bizarre, followed by sad.
Yeah.
Is how I experienced what I was watching.
Yeah. And I understand those emotions. You're like, okay, that's AB. Wow, that's bizarre. Security thought that he was, you know, a fan, a streaker. Now, their backs are to the field. And all of a sudden they turn around, they got a guy with his shirt off. They think that he might be a streaker or just a fan running onto the field. And then you realize as he gives a peace out sign, like, is that it? And I don't know how important the Hall of Fame was. I don't know how important the $1 million that he was going to reach in bonuses. I don't know any of that. But all I know is in the moment, what he did, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen to somebody who's stable. And you would think, I'm with Tampa. I got a chance to get these bonuses. Okay, I might not be able to play. Now, I just didn't understand that was he benched and then Bruce Arians asked him to come back in? Was he injured and never should have been asked to come back in the game? I'm not quite sure. It's still vague, and I don't know if we're going to find out anything anytime soon. But all I know is Tom Brady is saying that we should be compassionate. Okay. Were people compassionate and understanding about him prior to this? Was anybody helping him? It feels like he could still play football. He's the guy in this. I've covered sports now for almost 40 years. And I see this happen. Every sport moves on. What's going to happen to Antonio Brown? Now, you may go, well, who cares? I mean, that's part of the process here. That's part of the problem. Hey, we love you. No, we don't care about you. Ask Johnny Manziel. How's it going? Nobody cares. But this seems to be a little bit more tragic, a little bit more serious. And I wondered about this with Meta World Peace. I wondered about this with Dennis Rodman. Even Terrell Owens. Like, you just wonder, because once you're done, nobody cares. And Antonio Brown, by all accounts, when we were around him, he was charismatic as can be. When we'd have him on at the Super Bowl, he walked in and he could light up a room. And I just hope somebody actually looks at him as a person and not a football player, a commodity. Because that's really the crux of all of this. It's always been there. It's just you put another blanket over it, another blanket, another coat of paint, another coat of paint. Here we go. And then you kind of let it, okay, yeah, AB, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. It's just a matter of time. Can't help himself. Bruce Arians said it. He cannot help himself. Yes, Eden.
There's a really fine line, though, between helping someone and enabling someone. You know, last year, the storyline was Tom Brady helped Antonio Brown, and look at how he got his life back on track. This year, it's he enabled him, and now look at the implosion. Mm-hmm. It's kind of results-based,
yeah,
in a way, because yeah. How do you continue to help someone, but then also just allow them to do their own thing, you know?
Well, I don't want to put all this on Brady, but Brady did co-sign on this. I think this was Tom saying, I want him here. Now, he wanted him in New England, even though the owner didn't want him. Tom vouched for Antonio Brown. But that's where AB let Tom Brady down. Because Tom Brady, you know, putting his reputation on the line, let him stay in his house. I mean, really took him under his wing. But even with that, understanding that, he still couldn't help himself in that situation. And another team will pick him up if they think he can play. It really feels like that. Yeah, Paul.
And Brown's numbers, you know, not huge, but he started three games. He was in seven games. He had 42 catches. He averaged six catches per game. He was having a nice season. Yeah. The one thing for me, I guess I'm torn with is, you know, is another chance playing football good or bad for him? Yes, you have the structure of football and the pay and a team to help you. But if you do that, doesn't it just excuse all your behaviors from the past?
I've said it for a long time. He needs help.
But is help...
No, help is not football.
Yeah.
It's not. It just covers up everything.
Like give that roster spot to someone else.
He needs to just have... He needs to focus on what he is, you know, haunting him. I mean, he might be bipolar. He could be... I mean, there are so many different things. And maybe he's just not a good guy. I don't know. But I don't think playing football is going to be like... Oh, hey, that's going to fix everything. Because he had the ideal situation. He's with Tom Brady in Tampa. Yeah, Seton.
He's already had the ideal situation a handful of times, or maybe three times at least in his career. And so he's already proven that he can't operate within the structure of football either, because the Steelers are as solid an organization as you'll ever find. The Patriots are... Certainly, they speak for themselves. And then you got Tom Brady and Bruce Arians, who couldn't be a more friendly landing spot after you blew your way out of the Raiders, yeah, doing that whole helmet thing and, you know, your burnt feet and all of that.
Yeah. And it just, it all adds up. Because if you take a lot of these moments and isolated incidents, and then you're like, oh, okay, it's not that big a deal. And then there's, you know, the sexual assault charges. Like, there's a lot of other things involved with him. And is it something as simple as when he got his bell rung by Vontaze Burfict? Did things change? But it's probably way before that. But he let Tom Brady down. And you could tell it in Brady's voice yesterday. You won a game in dramatic fashion, and it's an oh, by the way. All right, your phone call's coming up. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like, and also our play of the day. That's up next here, Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you can also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
check this out.
The snap, a good one. Brady looking, cocks the arm, throws toward the end zone. Receiver open, caught ball, touchdown Tampa Bay! Touchdown Tampa Bay! Buccaneers take the lead for the first time of the game. Grayson makes the catch in the end zone. Buccaneers lead 26-24. Tom Brady, you're terrific!
Brady's 40th touchdown of the season. Only two players in NFL history have thrown 40 or more touchdowns in consecutive seasons. Tom Brady and Drew Brees. That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by your Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. You could win the DP Show Ultimate Camping Rig Sweepstakes. All you do to enter, get the rules, visit danpatrick.com or foxsportsradio.com by February 2nd. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. By the way, that was courtesy of 98 Rock, the Buccaneers radio network. I don't have any insights as far as sources with Antonio Brown. Did reach out to somebody last night who played with him in Pittsburgh, and the quote was, as we text back and forth, it's not a question of if but when with Antonio Brown. And that's the way it is. That's the way it's been. And that there's probably a lot of things that have not been publicized with AB. But when he's on the football field, he is Hall of Fame-like. And I think Bruce Arians wanted to get him his incentives. I truly believe that. And Arians, by the way, according to Jay Glazer, will be coaching with a ruptured Achilles. He'll have surgery in the offseason. So Jay Glazer reporting that. Yeah, Paul.
Ruptured.
Yeah.
That seems to be almost impossible to do his job. He has to move up and down the sidelines. We have one of those little knee carriages things, those walker things.
I'm not sure how it'll be done, but I've never had a torn Achilles, but we know how what that does to guys who are, you know, the greatest athletes in the world. So he's going to have to wait for surgery. And at that age, at any age, Achilles surgery is a long, long process. I don't know how you move up and down the football field, but the longer they go, the more successful they go, the more he's going to be trying to navigate with a ruptured Achilles tendon. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. But yeah, I'm just trying to get context with Antonio Brown because you want to be fair to people. And what we see, it was not pretty with Antonio Brown. And yesterday you quit on your team. And he quit on Tom Brady. And Tom Brady is the one who vouched for him. Because I truly believe he went to Bruce Arians and said, I'll take care of him. I'll handle him. Because I don't think Bruce Arians wanted him back. When we had Bruce on a couple of weeks ago and I said, you made your decision? He goes, not yet. I'll make it later this week. And I just think he felt like, okay, it's a necessary evil. If I can get seven more weeks out of this guy, and then he's on another team next year. But at age 33, I believe, do I think he's done? I don't know. Because I don't know his mental makeup here. But he's got so much talent, and he's had the opportunities with good organizations and good people. I mean, Mike Tomlin, man. You mess that up? That's hard to do. Patriots bought into you. Buccaneers. Tom Brady. The Raiders, who knows what was going on at that time. Felt like there was a lot going on there. Yeah, Seton.
I can't help but think of Josh Gordon. Dude got chance after chance after chance, and even after he clearly got his last chance, he got one more after that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. If you have talent... somehow you always get another chance. The guys who don't have talent don't get those chances. AB, he might get another chance, but really that's not the question. The question is he going to listen to somebody? Is he going to realize he's the problem? Because a lot of times that person thinks everybody else is the problem. And for AB to snap like that, I don't know what Tom Brady must have been thinking. I mean, imagine in real time, Brady is in the huddle. And he had to notice, or, you know, the crowd was reacting, that he had to look over and go, Antonio Brown's got his shoulder pads. He's got his shirt off. He's throwing everything into the he's leaving. What the hell is going on here? Yeah, Paul.
There is a photograph on social media that a fan took from like row 8 of the end zone. It's Antonio Brown dancing in the end zone with no shirt on. Yeah. And then the two teams getting huddling up for the next series of downs. It looks photoshopped. Like I actually said, well, this isn't a real picture, even though I was almost in denial. It's like something you've never seen before. We've watched sports for a long time.
Yeah.
Remember that argument a week ago, the two defensive linemen for the Washington team, Payne, and we thought that was wild. Two guys having a quick argument, one of them swings at each other. And that was on the sidelines.
Well, you had the moment with the Rams, with Jalen Ramsey smacking one of his teammates in the huddle. Rap. I went, wait, what just happened? Yeah, see.
But there is something so, I don't know if hilarious is the right word, but of that moment that Paul was just describing where Antonio Brown is, you know, like jumping up and down, and you see the players on the field looking back like, what? What's going on?
I know.
What's AB doing?
But then you did see some players on the sidelines who basically turned their backs on Antonio Brown when he started to do this. Like Mike Evans tried to stop him, and Mike Evans said, I saw a look in his eye that I had never seen before. And then he said, I can't do anything about this. But I do think Bruce Arians wanted to have AB get the incentives. And he didn't need more than, what, 5 catches and less than 100 yards? And you still have another game against Carolina? I don't know. And just the words, too, that were exchanged. You know, hey, I'm going to sit you down. Hey, I want you back in. I don't want you to go back in. Well, then you're done for the day. And maybe AB saying, oh, done for the day? Okay, I'm done for the day. This is what done for the day looks like. Yeah, Todd.
And if you're a teammate and decide to run after him and he shoves you away, this could escalate into something even ugly or even more embarrassing than letting him just do his antics as he runs off the field.
Well, I think that's where Mike Evans used caution. Like, he was like, I tried my best. Done. You're going to run through the stop sign? Go ahead. Yeah, Paulie.
If the Jets won, Bruce Arians would have lost to the Jets, lost his Achilles tendon and his wide receiver in the same afternoon.
Yeah.
It could have been just colossally awful.
And then Brady has this touchdown, you know, this comeback. But it was like, yeah, okay, we knew that was going to happen. I watched and I went, that's an afterthought. Tom just did this.
Yeah,
Seton.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, yeah, comeback, but it's against the Jets.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't really count.
Right.
Yeah. Like, Tom is creating, like, there's degrees of difficulty. Hey, your coach got a torn Achilles, and one of your star receivers is going to take off his pads mid-game, and we want you to come back with 90 yards to go and no timeouts against the Jets. You need a touchdown. Okay, ready? Break. Can't wait till next week. More phone calls coming up. Paul Feinbaum will stop by as well. 1 hour in the books, 2 more to go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.